Many of my sins aren't really my fault, it seems to me. Many of them aren't. Matter of fact, most of them happen because of the people around me, situations I face. If any normal person lived my life, he'd probably fare worse than I do. You ever think like that? Folks, if Satan gets us thinking like that, he's won the battle. He really has. Listen how James helps us to understand that. James 1, verses 13 through 15. Let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he's lured and enticed by his own desire. When desire is conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it's fully grown, brings forth death. Did you hear his own? We cannot blame God. We can't accuse him, thinking he's putting temptations in front of me. Now, he might bring difficulties into our life to test our faith. If you want to read about that, go home and read the 22nd chapter of Genesis. It starts right out saying, God tested Abraham. And he called him. Said, Abraham? He said, here I am. And I'm going to paraphrase the rest of it. And he said, go take Isaac and sacrifice him on the mountain. And that was his only son by a wife. And he was supposed to have descendants that were like the sand of the sea. And he said, you go kill him. You go sacrifice him. He may test us to strengthen our faith, but he will never tempt us to sin. He hates sin. He hates sin. And he wants more than anyone or anything for us to not give in to sin. But you know, sometimes it's easier to blame the people around us than it is to face up to our own. Have you ever blamed your spouse for some shortcoming in your life? Well, if you're honest and you're married, you have. He makes me so mad. She frustrates me so much. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, that woman you gave me, Lord. And it hasn't slowed down a whole lot since. It really hasn't. You ever lost your temper, blamed it on your kids? Or your siblings? Or your boss? Or your co-workers? You might say something like, I'd do better, Lord, if it only wasn't for... And you put his or her name in there. But you know the problem with that is it doesn't help. In fact, it hurts. Because it keeps us from facing the real problem. The real problem. That's where we came into this lesson. The truth is, Satan takes advantage of things within us to lead us astray. Now, he may use other people. He may use outside circumstances. But folks, I don't sin, you don't sin without our consent. We just don't. Satan can't grab me and drag me away from God and make me sin. He can put the circumstances up to where I'm tempted. But you remember what James said? When we're drawn away by our own lusts, our own desires. That's when we sin. So if you're struggling, and I don't know anybody that isn't struggling with sin, ask yourself, what desire is Satan working on? What's he using? And then think about how you can satisfy that desire within God's will. Because it can be done. We need to pray about barriers that we can build to thwart Satan's plan. I know when I decided I wanted to quit smoking, I decided I'm going to quit. And a couple weeks later, I started again. And then I quit again. And then I started again. And then I quit again. And I started again. And then I quit, and I bought a little New Testament. I don't think I ever read a word in it. But I put it in my shirt pocket where my cigarettes would be. And every time I would get the urge to grab a cigarette, I'd grab the New Testament and say, they'd be in my desk drawer, but that would break it right there. You see, I put a barrier up to not make it easy. To not make it easy. The last place Satan wants us to look is within ourselves. He wants us looking at all the flash and the bang and the boom that's out there to draw us away. But we look within ourselves because he knows one of our best defenses is recognizing I'm at fault. I'm at fault. Nobody else. I can't blame anybody when I sin. Oh, if this and that hadn't happened, yes, it would. Yes, it would. Because other people have had that happen to them, and they didn't sin. And you've probably had it happen to you other times, and you didn't sin. You just gave in. And you were drawn away of your own lust. We can't blame anyone but ourselves. That's why Paul tells us to examine ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. That's probably the hardest command to do in the Bible. To be honestly examine yourself. Because you see, we usually go to both extremes. Oh, I'm such a terrible person, I do the, and I just feel so bad, and I'm not worth anything, and I don't know why God would care about me, or, well, it's not that bad. I mean, compared to, and you put their name in there, I'm not that bad. I mean, I haven't shot anybody lately. I haven't raped anybody. I haven't committed adultery. I haven't robbed any banks. I'm not that bad of a person. That's one extreme. And the other one is, I'm not worth it. And Satan's got you in either one. Because you are worth it. Jesus died for you. He paid for you. You're going to tell him that he paid for something that's worthless? He has such bad judgment, and he's so ignorant that he would buy something worthless? I don't think we want to do that. Do we? You ever watch Storage Wars on television? Like that show. They buy a whole storage unit. And sometimes they end up getting nothing. I mean, nothing out of it. Bunch of old moldy clothes and broken furniture and nothing. Other times it looked like they get nothing, and then they open that last box up and then they go away to commercial, and then they come back and show you what's in the box, and it's worth hundreds and thousands of dollars. Are you going to tell Jesus he purchased nothing? You are valuable. You are valuable. But you still have to accept the blame when you sin. Lord, I did it. And I'm sorry. Said, Lord, I'll try not to do it again. Because I love you. And I know you died for me. That's what we need to say. We can't blow it off. And we can't let it bury. Blame can be handed to Jesus to cover up with his blood. As if it never happened. Do you have things that need covered by the blood of Christ? We stand ready to pray with you and to pray for you. Please give us that opportunity right now.